Buenos dias from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 9th of October, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. Kicking things off on Tuesday the 7th, four people died after a six-story building under renovation collapsed in central Madrid. The victims were three male construction workers and a 30-year-old Spanish architect. Their bodies were recovered early Wednesday, nearly 15 hours after the structure's interior caved in. Witnesses described a massive cloud of dust, an explosion-like sound, as the building fell. José Luis Martínez Almeida, Madrid's mayor, said the sixth floor likely collapsed first, triggering the rest to fall. Residents say the building had been neglected for years before a Saudi investment fund bought it for 24.5 million euros in 2022. Polling numbers on Monday the 6th, news outlet El País released findings that showed that the Socialist Party, or PSOE, is becoming slightly more popular. Change has reduced its gap with the Partido Popular, or PP, to just 1.1 percentage points. PSOE has around 29% of voter confidence compared to PP's 30%, the smallest difference since the 2023 general election. Despite this, the political right-wing bloc of PP, Vox, and Se Acabó la Fiesta maintains a clear lead with around 47% compared to the political left-wing bloc of PSOE, Sumar, and Podemos, which totals just 38%. Findings highlight changing political dynamics as public concerns grow over migration and ongoing clashes between the government and opposition. It's not clear if all of this is unique somehow to Spain domestically or part of a bigger movement in Europe and North America towards, In funding, on Friday, the 3rd, the European Commission announced plans to allocate 1.6 billion euros to repair the damage caused by the October 2024 storm, which killed over 200 people in eastern Spain. Of this total, 945 million euros will come from the EU Solidarity Fund, the second largest payout ever made. These resources from Europe will finance infrastructure repair, cultural heritage renovation, and climate adaptation projects. The proposal now awaits approval by the EU Council and Parliament. In an update to a story from previous shows on Friday the 3rd, a new report conducted by the European Network of Transmission System Operators for Electricity found that the major blackout that affected Spain and Portugal back in April was caused by excessive voltage rather than a shortage, as had been previously believed. Blackout left millions across the Iberian Peninsula without electricity, phone service, internet, or ATM access, marking Europe's most significant power outage in over 20 years. Damian Cortinas, the chair of the network, stated that even doubling interconnection capacity would not have prevented or shortened the outage. Redeia, Spain's grid operator, attributed the failure to some power plants' inability to stabilize voltage, while utilities blamed poor grid planning. In health news, on Wednesday the 8th, the regional government of Andalusia announced that it will need almost 2 months to fix a serious failure in its breast cancer screening programs. It all began in 2025, but only came to light this month when various news outlets reported that hundreds of women had not received their test results or follow-up appointments, delaying potential cancer diagnoses. To resolve the delay, the southern government launched an emergency plan worth 12 million euros and hired over 100 additional health professionals, including radiologists, nurses, and technicians, who will work weekends and holidays. Officials insist the cause is still under investigation. Also in health, on Tuesday the 7th, the government approved a royal decree allowing the medical use of cannabis, limited to hospital settings and prescribed only by specialists. The decree permits its use when other medications prove ineffective, especially for conditions such as multiple sclerosis, severe epilepsy, nausea, chronic pain, resistant to standard treatments. Unlike earlier drafts, the new law does not specify a fixed list of indications. Instead, the Spanish Medicines Agency will define authorized use, dosage, and preparation guidelines within 3 months, allowing flexibility as evidence evolves. Patients are calling it a historic day, as the decree marks a cautious yet forward-looking step towards regulated medical cannabis use in Spain. And still in health, but now it's animals' health. On Monday the 6th, the government announced its first outbreak of lumpy skin disease, a highly contagious viral infection affecting cattle on a farm in Castelló de l'Empúries in Catalonia. The agriculture ministry reported that three of the farm's 100 dairy cows showed symptoms. Authorities have ordered that the animals be selectively slaughtered on the affected farm and are investigating two nearby farms involving more than 1,200 cattle in total. Highly contagious disease transmitted by insect bites causes skin lesions and reduced milk production, but poses no risk to humans. In an unexpected trend, on Sunday the 5th, news outlet Le Monde put out an article based on data from Spain's citizenship office. Over the last couple of months, the country has witnessed an increase in descendants of Franco-era exiles returning to the country of their ancestors. Many of these migrants were born and raised abroad, often in Latin America or Europe, but feel a deep emotional connection to Spain through history, inherited memories, or family trauma. The return movement has been boosted by Spain's democratic memory law, which grants citizenship to descendants of those who fled during the Civil War or from Franco's dictatorship. European Commission has opened an infringement case against Spain for banning airlines from charging passengers extra fees for hand luggage. Brussels argues that Spain's rule violates EU law, which allows airlines to freely set their prices. The dispute follows Spain's decision to fine 5 airlines for imposing carry-on baggage charges. According to the Commission, European Court of Justice rulings state that hand luggage should generally be free if it meets reasonable size and weight limits, but airlines can charge for baggage that exceed those limits. On Tuesday the 7th, President Pedro Sanchez announced that his government will integrate artificial intelligence, automation, and advanced data analysis into the public procurement system to strengthen security and prevent corruption. Speaking at the 9th Global Summit, the Open Government Partnership, Sanchez said these technologies will help direct irregular patterns and potential fraud. The initiative follows corruption reports involving former Minister José Luis Ábalos and is a continuation of the government's broader anti-corruption plan. Maybe AI can do a better job of picking who's handing out all those 14,999 euro contracts just below the 15,000 euro strict procurement procedures trigger. And then publicize who in the state does the most of those 14,000 euro contracts would make for interesting reading. The reform also introduces sanctions for failing to meet transparency obligations. Sanchez emphasized that while zero corruption may be impossible, the government will maintain a zero tolerance policy towards it. If you're thinking about a bit of stargazing in the best night skies in the peninsula, well, you're in luck. On Monday the 6th, Idealista, the most popular third-party real estate agency website, posted about the best place to view the night sky in Spain. The Gudar-Javalambre region in southern Teruel, eastern Spain, has become the country's premier stargazing destination, renowned for its pristine skies and minimal light pollution. Holding dual UNESCO-endorsed starlight certification as both a reserve and tourist destination, it offers exceptional conditions for observing the Milky Way and celestial phenomena. So next time you're in that area, check out the Javalambre Astrophysical Observatory and the nearby Galáctica Space Center in Arcos de las Salinas. In sports news, on Monday the 6th, the Spanish Football Federation announced that star midfielder Rodri will miss the upcoming World Cup qualifiers against Georgia and Bulgaria after suffering an injury during a game with his club, Manchester City. Rodri only returned full-time play back in May after an 8-month recovery from a serious knee injury. His absence is a huge setback for the national team as he joins emerging star Lamine Yamal on the bench, both with injuries. And finally, Sunday the 12th, Spain will celebrate El Día de la Hispanidad, the country's national day. The day commemorates Christopher Columbus' well-known jerk's arrival in the Americas in 1492, marking Spain's global cultural and linguistic expansion and shared heritage among Spanish-speaking nations. However, this year, the holiday falls on a Sunday, prompting many cities, regions, and autonomous communities to hilariously move the bank holiday to Monday the 13th so people can get some time off away from work that they wouldn't otherwise have. Some places in Spain are even making the holiday a 3-day event, so make sure you know what's going on near you so no festive fun is missed. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Got any feedback or feed forward? Send us an email at info@rorschach.com. Hasta la próxima.